Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your five-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. The receipts are coming in, and they're not all clean. This week, we've got hard before and after data from Coca-Cola, the first real enterprise identity layer for AI agents, and peer-reviewed research proving that the multi-agent orchestration systems your vendor is selling you make performance worse by up to 70%. We also have a deleted production database, a 95% pilot to production failure rate, and Gartner calling 40% of agent projects dead before 2027. Let's start with the good news. Coca-Cola just compressed a 90-minute logistics bottleneck to seconds. Their AI agent Tracy handles shipment tracking queries that used to take an hour and a half of manual investigation across fragmented systems. Now, seconds. That's 180 times faster, not in a demo, not on curated data in production at Coca-Cola scale. Here's what matters about this deployment. It's not some massive multi-agent orchestration nightmare. It's one agent. One clear bottleneck, high transaction volume, well-defined data flow. The logistics team didn't get replaced. They got redirected from hunting down truck locations to focusing on exception management and dynamic routing decisions. That's the pattern. Every business owner listening has a Tracy waiting to be built. It's the most boring, repetitive workflow your team does 200 times a week, where they open six tabs to find an answer that should take 30 seconds. Now for the uncomfortable truth. New research from Google evaluated 180 agent configurations, and the findings aren't subtle. Multi-agent systems improve performance by up to 80% on genuinely parallelizable tasks, but they degrade performance by 39 to 70% on sequential tasks, which is most business workflows. A single agent with a well-designed skill library matches multi-agent performance at 54% lower token cost and 50% lower latency. I've been saying enterprise vendors selling complexity as a moat are the railroad companies of this era. Here's peer-reviewed evidence that the complexity they're selling you actively makes performance worse. Every inter-agent handoff is a failure point, a token cost, and a debugging nightmare. When a vendor's first move is showing you an orchestration diagram with seven agents and 14 handoffs, ask them one question: why? If the answer is general enthusiasm for complexity instead of task-specific necessity, walk. Speaking of things most newsletters will skip, Microsoft just shipped the first enterprise-grade identity layer for AI agents, and the governance gap it revealed is terrifying. Microsoft Entra Agent ID treats AI agents as first-class identity principals with immutable object IDs, least privilege permissions, and mandatory human sponsor assignment. Here's the gap these products address. Only 18% of security leaders are confident their current identity management can handle agent identities. 44% still use static API keys for agent authentication. And here's the number that keeps me up at night. Only 21% of organizations maintain a real-time inventory of active agents. Let that land. Nearly 80% of organizations deploying autonomous agents cannot tell you, in real time, what those agents are doing or who's responsible for them. When an agent does something wrong, and eventually one will, saying we didn't know it was running is not defensible in front of a regulator or a jury. Meanwhile, OpenAI and Cloudflare just shipped the infrastructure that turns agents from fancy chatbots into persistent workers. OpenAI's skills, shell, and compaction primitives solve the fundamental problems of agent amnesia and context drift. Cloudflare's durable objects make each agent instance a persistent microserver with its own database that survives crashes. But here's the catch. OpenAI is making the railroad company move right now. Building your memory architecture on their hosted infrastructure creates switching costs that compound fast. Cloudflare's approach puts the control plane in your runtime, not OpenAI's. That distinction matters more than it feels like today. Now, for the honest number that challenges my thesis, MIT found 95% of AI pilots never reach production. The funnel is brutal. 80% explore, 60% evaluate, 20% pilot, and 5% achieve measurable production impact. Gartner projects over 40% of agent projects canceled by end of 2027. The Replit incident from last July is the case study I keep returning to. A coding agent deleted a live production database during a code freeze, affecting 1,200 executives. That's not an AI problem. That's deployment design. Too much autonomy, no boundary enforcement, no circuit breaker. The corrected thesis isn't that agents fail. It's that agents fail when you deploy autonomy before accountability. And here's the data point that tells you everything. Mid-market firms scale pilots to production in 90 days. Large enterprises take 9 months. The constraint isn't budget or technology, it's organizational agility. The four camps of agent development are now arguing in public about build versus buy versus vertical solutions. But nobody's saying this clearly enough. The camp you choose isn't a technology decision. It's a bet on where the switching costs land. The organizations losing right now stumbled into a camp without realizing they were making a bet. The winners made that choice on purpose. That's your weekly AI roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.